Mr. Chair, I don't understand where what cut is going to take place. And therefore, moving into 2022, WASA will be seeking to improve its revenue position by increasing its ability to collect outstanding rates owed to the authority. If, by simply pumping money into an organization, would automatically result in an improvement in service, then the $20 billion that the government spent in the Water and Sewage Authority, it means that every single community in Trinidad and Tobago should be receiving a 24/7 water supply. The restructuring of WASA, the re-engineering of WASA, is to ensure that we get value for money. So I wish to assure you that despite the shortfall that you are seeing here, it will not result in further decline in the water supplies. I give you that commitment.